Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
We're going to talk about the Cavaliers here in a second. You know, are they the Bradenton Cavaliers for the next couple weeks? Is that how we do it? I guess we didn't call the Browns the Greenbrier Browns or the West Virginia Browns, so.
We should have.
I'm trying to figure out, like, why? Maybe I shouldn't bring it. Why do the Cavaliers leave?
Because they can, Andy.
Okay, I just don't understand it. I don't get it. Like, baseball, I understand.
Change of scenery because the inside of that practice gym looks a lot different than the inside of the Cavs practice gym.
And don't we have, like, one of the best facilities, even the one that they're not going to use anymore?
Replacing.
Yeah. Like, did someone want to...
Hey, Andy?
Anybody have any idea why they go to Bradenton?
Can I go basket on you?
Sure.
It's not your money. Why do you care?
No, you're right. I would care if...
Not like it's open to the fans.
If fans were allowed to go in, I would care. But I just don't, like, I don't understand...
They'll be,
like,
back for the obligatory preseason games where we see the guys who will be playing in Istanbul.
Yeah. And meanwhile, they're going to IMG Academy. Don't those kids need their gyms? At IMG, I'm just saying.
IMG has 75 gyms, Andy.
Oh, is that the way it works?
They'll find room.
I didn't realize that. I just don't understand. So they're there from the 30th to the 5th. I guess it doesn't affect us anyway. It doesn't affect any jobs up here either. I was thinking about that. I was like, why are they going to Bradenton? Why do the Browns go to Greenbrier? We said the same thing. Speaking of the Browns, I want to give you a chance to hop in on that. The Cavaliers did make a move yesterday. We're going to talk about that in a second.
Two moves, really.
Yeah. Ron. Hello, Ron in Bay Village. How are you?
Ronald.
Hello. I'm just fine. Your statements about pounding the ball this coming Sunday look good on paper, but they're not reality.
Conklin, what is reality for the offense, Ron? Give me something that they might be able to do well. Exactly.
Not much.
Exactly.
Not much, really.
So you better try to establish something, Ron.
I mean, they're going to be facing Hutchinson and Anzalone and just a terrific defense, which is a little bit less of a notch below the Browns' defense, frankly. You know, why in the world they didn't spend some draft choices or pick up some players to beef up the offensive line? We've been going through this for the last two or three or four years. I mean, when the players they have are 100%, yes, they're good, but they're always nicked up. They're fragile. Posick hasn't played a lot of games during some seasons. Now they're forced to slot in a left tackle who's, you know, way less than an A-grade tackle, Mumford. Mm-hmm. For God's sake, I mean, they're not going to be able to pound the ball. Good luck. I hope they can.
The option is allow Joe Flacco to continue to throw more than anybody in the league to wide receivers who haven't done the job.
Yeah.
You know, I mean Ron,
they're just a defective team in all phases of the offense. They really are. And I think the case is out as to whether Stefanski's a good coach because he always has junk to deal with. Never has a good quarterback, has a squad of defective receivers.
I don't know. Mayfield looks pretty good now, man.
Who does?
Baker Mayfield looks pretty good right now. He's a top 10 quarterback.
He sure does. Yeah, he sure does.
All right, Bob. Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate it. I was going to ask you if you're excited about the Guardians, but I'm just curious. Are you?
Very excited, yeah.
Okay, good.
I'm a ex-collegiate baseball player, and I played and pitched till I was 55 years old.
So nice.
I love the Guardians.
Nice. Right. That's arm care put to use right there.
Ron, thank you. Appreciate it. Threw me a curveball there at the end. I thought he was going to be bummed out about it. Wasn't feeling the excitement, wasn't feeling the optimism, and then he brought it strong at the end. Got the last out and got the save. Nice. Freeze is in Akron. Hi, Freeze.
Hey, what's up, Andy and Jeff?
Man, oh, how are you?
Hi, Freeze. Thank you.
So I'm kind of torn right now because, like, we got this outstanding defense, right? But we...
Oh, Freeze, where... go ahead. Sorry. You broke up for a second.
Sorry about that.
Sorry.
Could you hear... Can you hear me?
Yeah, we're good now.
I said I'm kind of torn, you know, on the Browns right now and this whole idea that they're trying to win because they still got Joe Flacco at quarterback. Now, I get, you know, he could potentially throw the ball downfield, but they're not giving him enough time to do that. Why not put one of those young quarterbacks in there so they can extend some plays, get some couple first downs so we can move the ball a little bit better? At least add another dimension to the offense because they're shutting down the downfield throws.
Freeze, I can't argue with you.
I think if they lose, I think you're going to get your wish. It may not be this week. It might be 2 weeks. But, I again, if they were 0-3, I think everything you said, you would have just spoken into reality.
See, the one point to this, though, Freeze, that I think is interesting, and I'm like you. I would love to see Dylan Gabriel. I'd love to see Shedeur Sanders. But are they actually going to give you a better chance to win games than Joe Flacco? Maybe they will. Maybe they won't. There's no Jackson Dart sitting there who you know you're going to put on the field at some point, and you know he's going to be your guy. You know, both Dylan and Shedeur, you drafted keeping your fingers crossed that you might be able to develop them. And we'll see. It's a big we'll see to me.
Freeze, you got to tell me, man. Freeze, is it a nickname or is that given name or and what does it mean?
That's my government name, man. My mom, man, she was pregnant for 8 long months. She said to me, and she wanted to name me Freedom. Couldn't do that, so Freeze was the next best option.
Oh, I love it. I love it. That's nice. Awesome. It's very slick. Thank you. Appreciate it. I love when you hear these names you've never heard of.
There's a story behind
that. I love that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Yeah, that was good.
Thank you. Like, second best story of the week behind 25, right? Who, by the way,
yes,
is the what?
Boom.
AFC Special Teams Player of the Week.
Hey, hit 55 yarders at the buzzer for a win. That'll happen.
Congratulations, Andre Schmidt. What a difference two games makes, right?
Nice job, you kicker! Nice job!
Which we all need to keep in mind two games from now.
Oh, no, we won't. Just miss one this week, and we'll go right back to where we were 2 weeks ago. Although I do think the story has changed now that we have some reality to what was going on in his life before. How many people felt bad this week about what they were saying about, you know, get rid of him, like stone cold, right? And then all of a sudden you start hearing, you're like, whoa, he's had kind of a rough run here for the last couple of weeks. But you go back to people having class, and I mean, I know people were mad and upset after they lost to Cincinnati, but you know, all three of those guys that hit the podium after the game, like none of them buried him, but yet none of them said I'm assuming they all knew what was going on in his personal life with his mom passing away. So, but Kevin Stefanski wasn't about to throw him under the bus after the game. Joe Flacco wasn't. Miles Garrett, none of those guys did. They said they would talk to him sometime during the week and just try to, you know, shake it out to figure out. And then look what happens. You know, you lose to Cincinnati, come back 2 weeks later, and all of a sudden you kick a game-winning field goal with room to spare, by the way. And all of a sudden you're rewarded by the league. Not bad for a rookie, huh?
Good for him.
Not so shabby. Cavaliers getting set here for the season as we get moving a little closer. Pick up Thomas Bryant, veteran, spent some time in Indianapolis. What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's a really solid move. I said it last year. I thought they were small. They needed some extra size. Thomas Bryant, 6'10". And he's been around. If you remember last year, he played for the Pacers in that playoff series against the Cavs. And he hit a couple of big three-point shots.
He did.
That you just thought, dang, that's Thomas Bryant knocking that down, huh? Well, he's 35% for his career from behind that three-point line. He's 6'10". He rebounds well. Early in his career when he was with Washington, he averaged, had a 14-point scoring season. He averaged point-wise in double figures three or four times. And pretty solid rebounding numbers, too. So I think he's a real nice extra guy to have inside. Really nice. I commend them for the signing to go along with Evan Mobley and Jared Allen. So I think that works out well. And put Bryant along with Larry Nance in there. It gives you four guys inside. And Larry, you know, Larry's a defense first, all-around team game guy first, not scoring. Thomas Bryant can score for you, can play a little D, can, you know, rebound. So just another big body to add. I think that's nice. They also, this is a little under the radar. After the Thomas Bryant news came out, the rumblings that they're signing Killian Hayes to a contract. And if you're not familiar with Killian, think about a few years ago. He was, as a 19-year-old, the seventh overall pick in the draft, taken by the Pistons. And 6'5 point guard. And actually seemed like he was on his way there. And then fell out of favor there. They went in a different direction and brought in other guys. And they cut him loose last year. He spent most of last year in the G League. And we'll see what they can do. He was with Brooklyn in the G League and played a couple of games for the Nets. But only five. He had a year, Andy, his third year in the league. And he's only 24 years old. He just turned 24. In his third year in the league, he averaged over 10 points and over 6 assists per game. And so I think he's a really nice additional point guard to add to the team. So you have Lonzo Ball, who at point is 6'6". You have Killian Hayes, hopefully he makes the team, and is at 6'5". And, you know, does he end up in the G League? I don't know, maybe. Who knows? But I like both signings. I would take a chance on a 6'5" Killian Hayes, who's only 24 years old, and probably has a chip on his shoulder after getting cut by the Pistons. And,
sure.
You know, being moved along from there.
I'm going to go back.
Both good moves.
Go back to Thomas Bryant, though. Think about how Indiana's roster looks so much different than it did. You know, Halliburton gets hurt, and then all of a sudden.
They decided they weren't going to be able to compete this year, so they tweaked a few things. We'll see. Can I say something?
Miles Turner, God, man, that whole lineup changed.
Yeah. Miles Turner's wearing Milwaukee now.
Yeah, Milwaukee.
Let me give you a preposterous thought.
You're good at that.
Rick Carlisle's a really good coach.
Okay.
Don't count him out. And I don't mean for an NBA championship. I mean to be a competitive team.
To aggravate other teams?
Yeah, they'll be competitive. Rick Carlisle's dang good.
How much better do you think the Cavaliers are this year than they were last year? Or, well, I mean, the injury off the get-go is not going to help it.
Not necessarily.
A little better? Tiny bit? 5%?
Why?
They picked up a couple guys, that's why.
They picked up a couple of guys who could help them.
Yeah.
I think the Cavs should have a really, really good regular season. I doubt that they'll win.
That really, really good regular season didn't mean much last
year.
Right.
I doubt that they'll win as many games as they won last year in the regular season. Doesn't mean they can't be a better team come playoff time. And they could be. They really could be. I think you need to incorporate some other aspects of the team. And, you know, when you get to the playoffs, what are you going to do about the two small guards?
Ask yourself what could have gone differently last year, I guess.
Wouldn't stun me if this is a year where at the trade deadline they do something that knocks your socks off.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.